As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it, dear God. Mm-hmm. Pump it.
Beat you with a rubber hose.
Beat you with a rubber hose. That's right. That's right. Hunter, I'm going to play. What am I drinking this morning? Good God. I'm going to play you something, and I want to see if you can figure this out. Now, this happened early last week,
okay.
But I didn't have a chance to play for you because you were gone. And let's see if you can figure it out there, buddy boy.
I ask unanimous consent that the Rubio substitute amendment at the desk be considered and agreed to.
Is there objection? Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam President. And as the day goes on, I look forward to... Others will be coming to the floor here in a moment. You'll see it's an eclectic collection of members of the United States Senate in favor of what we've just done here in the Senate, and that's to pass a bill to make a daylight savings time permanent.
Yes! Come on! I know I didn't understand any of that, but the last part. The very last part. And yes. I heard that in there, too.
So, you can hear that. That was Senator Kristen Sinema. Uh-huh. She whispered, yes. So, yeah, it passed by unanimous consent, meaning now it didn't actually go for a vote, but no one objected to it. And so it was for daylight savings time permanent starting next year. So this coming March, all right, so we'll still do it this fall. We'll put the clocks back. We'll put the clocks back. But next March, when we spring forward and we do daylight savings, that will be the last time that we do it.
So we will spring back forward.
So, yeah, so we still have to do it this year because it still has to go through all of that. It's not like we can just change it right now. They still got to do it.
Come on, let's go, baby.
With that said, so March of 2023, Hunter.
What's the over-under on this?
Right now it's good. Unless it gets, if it passes the House and the president signs it, we're going to spring forward for good next March.
Dude, Tom Brady's back. Daylight savings time is going. Let's get rid of Groundhog's Day, too. Come on, while we're at it.
That was big. I was excited to tell you about that. But again, there's still some, who knows? It could not go through the House. And who President Biden, that old fuddy-duddy, he might go, well, no, I don't agree with this.
Dude,
and he could veto
it. Oh, my God.
But
if anybody says it objects, I swear, anybody objects to this, you are getting a beating.
You're getting a rubber hose, man.
That's what you're getting.
President
on,
or not.
Dude.
So fingers crossed, buddy, but that's a step in the right direction at least.
See, Brock?
Yeah.
If you're loud enough, which we were.
Yeah.
We were. I told you.
Oh, this is because of us.
About this,
it's because of us, absolutely.
Some people are gonna start talking. I'm claiming this one, man.
I will too. Hey, our show affects a lot of things, Hunter, okay? It does. It does. This is the first one.
We did talk about it a lot, and it does need to just go out the door.
We are aggressively talking about time
changing. Think about that. Yeah. Hey, in the wintertime in Michigan, it gets dark at 6:30 now, if that passes.
Well, you know they tried this in the 70s. Because I was looking up on this. Like, why haven't we switched it? So they tried it in the 70s, and apparently everyone hated it. Now, that was according to this.
The reason people back in the day were dumb.
You know what it was is that parents were all worried about their kids going to school in the dark. Why? Why are you worried it's dark? They're just sitting in a classroom. Come on now. Yeah,
it was a little more dangerous back in the day. I guess people were getting murdered back
then. That's true. But. Yeah. All those, 70s Cadillacs flying down the road, and the kids ding off of those pretty early in the morning. So.
Yeah, but
Put a vest on them, all right? Pay someone to watch. I don't know. Anyway, but who knows? Fingers crossed, Hunter. Fingers crossed.
Dude, great news this morning. Thank you.
Lastly, let's talk about OnlyFans, all right? Would you start an OnlyFans page to pay the rent? We do, actually. I don't think anyone's viewed it. But, hey, a new study found that 1 in 5 New Yorkers would start an OnlyFans page to make ends meet. They say they would also eat cheaper food, go out only once a week, and sleep on an air mattress to cut costs. In the last year, rent in the city has risen over 30%, which is almost double the national average. So this is just one city, obviously, the Big Apple.
Wait, you said 1 in 5?
1 in 5 New Yorkers. So I posed the question, Hunter, would you start an OnlyFans page if it would cover your mortgage?
If it would cover my mortgage? It wouldn't, but if it did.
Let's say some guy comes up to you, he's like, look, Hunter, you started an OnlyFans page. Your mortgage is going to be covered, buddy boy.
Covered. What do I got to do? What does a guy do on the OnlyFans?
I don't know. Go there, pop one off, talk dirty a little bit. I don't know.
Dude, I don't. I just don't see anybody viewing it. But if it's going to cover my mortgage, then yeah, well, why not?
I would. I would absolutely. I'm at this point, okay. Because here's the thing. Everyone's like, watch out. Someone can see you naked. Here's what you do, though. Someone sees you naked. I mean, big, well, what were you doing on OnlyFans checking out my videos, huh? You perv. All right? You didn't have to watch
exactly. It. Isn't there a point in your life where you're just like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah,
like if and you want to see that, I mean, it's a gross looking thing.
You know how you know that? You know how
there's a bunch of flabby skin.
There's a point in your life where it doesn't matter. Go to any gym, male gym locker room, and you'll just see.
Just
you'll
go to
see,
your local Y.
You'll yeah. see all the younger guys who are all still self conscious, don't want to show it off. You kind of keep your
swim shorts on.
And then you got Grandpa, who is just
95-year-old Henry over here in the corner, hanging low,
just letting it swing. All right, just slapping kneecaps. Okay,
dude, I really think there is a point in your life though where you're just like,
who cares?
You know, I remember back in the day, of course you're real self-conscious. Yeah. I'd get pants back in the day. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, anymore, it's just like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, and if someone wants to pay me for it, go for it. I don't care.
Sometimes I'm not getting in trouble for it. I don't end up on a list. I really don't care.
It'll be fine. It's on the up and up. Now, okay, if some guy in a trench coat and a van comes up and says, hey, if you get naked for me, I'll give you money. Like, maybe don't do that. Don't do that. But, you know, if it's legit, go for it. Anyway. All right, so there you go. Possibly a permanent daylight savings time, and Hunter is starting an OnlyFans page to pay his mortgage. You heard it here first. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.